وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the concept of human being in the Holy Quran. And in the previous episode, we talked about how the Holy Quran sees human being as a being that naturally is in motion and a being that is in a journey, and this journey is inevitable. But the choice between the destination, different destinations for this journey, is up to human being himself or herself. And we talked about how Quran designates the perfection or the best possible destination for this journey. And we said that for this best possible destination, Quran suggests that we need two things. One of them is the faith. The other is the righteous act or good deeds, al-amal al-salih. And we were talking about different aspects of the righteous deeds. We ended up talking about different origins of the righteous deed, how people are motivated to do righteous acts. Some of them are motivated because of the glory and beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we call them the free men. And there are some people who are motivated by paradise and the deal and the business that they make with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they give something to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life so that they can get something in return in the hereafter, and which is called the business or the deal of the businessman. And there are some people who do righteous act out of the fear of the hellfire and the consequences of the afterlife. So that is referred to as the deal or the situation of the slaves. And we said none of these three are incompatible. They are perfectly compatible. There are different levels of fear. Some people might fear the hellfire. Some people might fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also the desire for the paradise could be compatible with the desire to reach the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, talking about different motivations for the righteous deed, we should also talk about the motivations and origins of vices or sins. What motivates people, what takes people to commit sins or not to follow the plan of perfection that Quran has designated for them. Now, according to the Holy Quran, there are different things that stop a human being from going to the right path. One of them is al-hawa, which is the carnal desire of the soul. The other is shaitan or iblis, Satan. And also other things, heedlessness, forgetfulness. So we talk a little bit about some of these things that are in close contact to human being and the reality of life in this dunya. And we see how Quran deals and how Quran describes each of these elements that hinder and stop human being from reaching perfection. So the first one would be al-hawa. The word in Arabic, it's difficult to translate it into English. It can be translated into carnal desire of the soul, the desire of pleasure, that immediate and handy carnal desire that the soul has. And around 30 times in the Holy Quran, it has been repeated in different senses and in different situations. Now, in one clear example, Quran says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Have you not seen a person who has taken his own carnal desire as his Lord? This is a very important take on Hawa, that some people can start worshipping their carnal desire. You may ask how this worshipping takes place. We will have a break and we come back to discover more about how Quran explains worshipping carnal desire in its verses.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the concept of hawa, something that stops people from arriving at the perfection that Quran has designated for them. And we said that Quran says some people worship their hawa, their carnal desire. And أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَ, have you not seen a person who has taken his carnal desire as his Lord? إِلَهَ, who إِلَهَ is something, some deity that you worship. And وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ, and he has a bit of knowledge. It's not that he's completely ignorant. No, he has a bit of knowledge, but that bit of knowledge is not enough for guidance. It's only enough for misguidance. وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ. So you may ask how a person starts worshipping. In another verse, we read that when you make the hawa, when a person makes hawa, or the carnal desire of the soul, to be the standard factor for distinguishing between right and wrong. This verse is أَفَكُلَّمَ, addressing to some nations, previous nations, أَفَكُلَّمَ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُكُمْ, whenever you encountered, whenever an apostle, a messenger came to you with a message that did not fit your desire, فَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا أَسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. You denied that messenger, that apostle. Why? Because it was not in accordance with your desire. So this is, when it comes, when hawa is on one side and the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on the other side, and a person is left to choose which side of this dilemma. If he goes with the direction of hawa, or carnal desire of the soul, so Quran says this is kind of worshipping that desire. These people, when they received a message, when they had a prophet coming to them and warning against some bad deeds and anything, and they found the content of the message of that prophet to be contrary to the desire that they had, because of that contradiction, they took the side with the desire. They denied that prophet. كَذَّبْتُمْ, they said, no, you're a liar. وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ, that some of them they even killed. So this is worshipping. Unconditionally, you accept one side without even reflection, without any even deliberation on what the other side is saying, only because it is contrary to the desire. Not only that, some people, they follow the hawa, the carnal desires of others. This is even worse. So it's possible that I follow my own desire, but some people, they follow the desire of others. This verse clearly says, وَلَئِنْ أَتَيْتَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ بِكُلَّ آيَةٍ مَا تَبُوا قِبْلَتَكَ وَمَا أَنْتَ بِتَابٍ قِبْلَتَهُمْ. And then the verse goes, وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. So if you start following their desire, you start telling them whatever they like. So it's not that you follow your own desire even, you are actually following the desire of others. Because they like something, I should also do that. That is something even worse. In another verse, Quran says that الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ الطَّاغُوتِ. Some of them even sacrifice their soul for the carnal desires of others. الطَّاغُوتِ, the tyrannical rulers or tyranny, that these poor people, they sacrifice their soul for the sake of taghut. And this is even worse. So Quran says, following hawa, carnal desire, either the carnal desire of the person, him or herself, or the carnal desire of other person, is one major hinder and obstacle in the way of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us not to be some of those who worship their hawa. Thank you very much for listening. Inshallah, we continue the discussion in the following episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله